Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Right Time. My name is Bomani Jones. Thanks for listening on the ESPN app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate it. Rate us, review us, give us 5 stars. You only give us 4 stars. I'm inclined to think you are a hater. Joining us now in studio, new album just came out. Rapper Go to the League. 2 Chainz, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
Doing good, man. I think last time I talked to you was when I was on Highly Questionable.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah, you know, talk to you about Dr. Boo Boo.
Yeah. Yeah, he still makes occasional appearances.
Yeah, Dr. Boo Boo is a character 2 Chainz plays to entertain his daughter. She's still calling for Dr. Boo Boo.
Yeah, anytime they get exaggerated sick. So that's when I have to call the doctor over, you know?
Yeah, man. So tell me about the album, man. How you feeling about it?
I'm really excited about it. You know, I work endless nights, you know, sleep deprivation, a lot of time away from home and the family. But I put together a project that I feel like could live past me. I wanted to have some substance on my project. I wanted to also speak to the youth in a fun, but yet, you know, kind of like educational way. I like to call it giving them free game. And this project, I feel like embodied all of those things. It was very therapeutic for me to talk about a few subjects. And rapper Go to the League is out right now. Make sure you check it out.
Now, is that for you a difference in approach than you'd had on the previous projects?
Well, you know, I'm known to have those bangers, you know, club bangers, street bangers, trap bangers, and I'm still able to, you know, cough those out at any given time. But I felt like it was important to not only have that, but to have substance moving forward, period. Not just on this album, but just period. Celebrate black excellence, celebrate self, you know, and that's what it's about.
Now, was there something or any, like, event that made you want to make that push at this point in your career?
No, that's a feeling you get, I think. You know when it's time.
And I guess the time is the time, right?
The time is the time. You know it. People know when it's time for a lot of things. You know, I knew. You know, I felt this entertainment bug when I was a young kid and didn't know if I was going to be a rapper or what I was going to be. But I truly feel like we all have that inside of us. Like, we know what we're going to, or what we're capable of doing, you know, before the time comes.
You know, you and, like, talking about what you're capable of is interesting to me. I was talking to somebody in Atlanta around the game, and I believe it's your manager now. Somebody told me that he went to a meeting with you planning to just kind of hear what you were working on when you were making the transition to 2 Chainz and walked out like, no, I'm his manager now. like you walked in and like the sell came on that. Cause you've had like the evolution of where you've been at this time. It was like 15 years ago, you were with Ludacris in this. Yeah. And now you're at a place that, did you even think 15 years ago that this is where you could be?
Yes. Yeah. I know I could be successful. I know I could be a mega star. I knew it when I was with Ludacris. I knew it before I was with Ludacris. And I just didn't know, you know, how it was going to happen. And I was, you know, somewhat impatient sometimes because, you know, you just don't know when you're going to get $1 million or become a superstar, or get recognized by over 1 million fans. But, you know, I always had that drive. I'm self-motivated. I can look at myself in the mirror and pump myself up at any given time, you know. And I knew when I started being around the platform of just big mega artists that I could be the same thing. When I started rubbing elbows with them, I realized that they put their pants on one leg at a time like me. And, you know, that's why I'm still standing the test of time. That's why I've been one of the most consistent artists to date. That's why I am the feature killer. And that's why I'm right here with you, Bo.
When was it the hardest for you, where you thought maybe this wasn't going to happen?
I had some incidents that happened to me as early as in high school. You know, I just tell anybody, as long as you live long enough and stay out of jail, anything can happen to you, straight up. So I can't say it was one incident. You know, I just knew I had that it thing, you know. I've never, you know, I think I got booed one time my whole life. And it wasn't because I did something wrong. I think I cussed at like a car and bike show. It was kids there, and I didn't know why I couldn't. I said some old, like, degrading stuff. And the person I was with, my partner, he left me on stage. I still stayed up there. I got over there, and I kept rocking.
Well, it was so wild that he was like, you got it?
Yeah, he left. I stayed up there. I turned around. He was gone. I stayed up there like, okay, let's move on. Went to another song, kept rocking.
How'd that go backstage? Like, after he has left, did he leave the facility?
Man, I'm one confident brother. I don't know if you know that.
I got that vibe, right?
I'm one confident brother. I learned how to move on. Like, I think when you hold on to stuff, that could pull you down. You know what I mean? That could drag you. So I don't hold on to things. I can move on very easily. I need like maybe 24 hours. I'm good.
Now, I got two sports things I want to ask you about. One, I think I saw this on the internet. You really want to play in the celebrity game, the All-Star game. They will not call you. What's the story?
I'm getting phone calls now. It was just a misunderstanding earlier in my career, hanging with Entourage. One of my homies said something to somebody he probably shouldn't have said something to. I was nowhere around, but he offended them. And it was a trickle down effect because obviously he was with me. And so for the past, you know, since 2013, I was just not, you know, I'm a fan, you know, like I'm not just like going to the game because I'm fresh. I'm going to be fresh too. But, you know, like I'm watching the game, not just right. The All-Star game. I watch games. I went to the Brooklyn game last night. I'm probably go to the Knicks game tonight. I love sports and not primarily basketball. And so, me and, you know, a spokeswoman for the NBA, we had a long conversation. And I think all you do have to do is just talk to me. You know what I'm saying? You understand where I'm coming from and what my heart is and stuff. And we got over it really fast. And I had an opportunity. I shot a video the last Friday when they did the game. But they told me if I wanted to play, you know, this year or even next year, I could play. So we'll see.
Well, I want to see you out there again because it's always interesting seeing the different personalities of the celebrity game, right?
Yeah.
There's the happy to be, well, hey, there's like the one NBA player who only knows how to play NBA basketball, right? Hitting
exactly.
People in the face with passes.
Right.
There's like Quavo who's coming out, like he is reliving everything every time he gets out there in the celebrity game.
He's nice too. Yeah.
Now, what is, are you going out there like to hoop when you get in the game
That's the thing with me. I can get frustrated easily because you said the first thing is like when you do something, you know, I do a behind the back pass and it goes out of bounds. But, you know, I'm thinking you should catch this. Now I start looking bad. You know what I mean? So that's the thing when you play with too many celebrities that hadn't had a proper childhood or hadn't played ball like when they were kids. Like I was a full kid before I became a rapper. A lot of people were blessed enough to know their talent at very young ages and was probably limited to sports. I was able to like go out, explore, do a lot of sports, you know what I mean? So I'm good at a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? And so, you know, if I get out there and like if Quavo was on my team, I'm sure we'd have a ball together. We'd be like, you know, some rap splash brothers. But if I'm out there with somebody that can't hoop, I'm going to get frustrated.
In a celebrity game full of people that can't hoop, man.
A whole bunch of them. That's why I ain't even tripping, man.
I would be so petrified, like myself, of playing in a celebrity game because I know how I would talk about me if I saw me playing in a celebrity game.
Yeah, man. You know, try to drop like a little 40 or something. Well, 30, that's what that is, 15 layups, a couple threes. They said they got four-pointers out there, too.
Now, how much ball you play with people in the industry?
I play against guys in the league.
Yeah.
I have runs with those guys sometimes. Not that I'm just like the best guy on the court, but I like to play against guys in the league because that was always my dream, you know. I have a home in LA. I'm out there some, you know, just chilling and playing against with the, you know, the guys and getting some shots up and running out of breath, you know, quicker than everybody else, obviously, because I have a smoking habit, but it's cool. I can accept that.
But it was a long time ago, but I remember I was 22, 23, and I was in grad school, and I hadn't hooped in I don't know how long, and these cats were in Mirror League, and their roster was short, and they're like, all right, cool. You know, can you come out and run with us? I'm like, all right, I'll come do this. Man.
You got to stretch, bro.
Yeah, full court basketball,
you
man. That's hard on the chest.
Hey, man, you got, yeah, that's definitely hard on the chest. I can play one because I'm going to snowbird. I'm going to do that a couple possessions. I'm not going to play D, obviously. I'm not doing that. A lot of James Harden-ish, you know, intervals going on with me. A lot of shooting, no D, more shooting.
Well, I'll tell you, the other sports thing I'm going to talk to you about is LeBron James got A&R credit on the album.
My brother, man. Shout out to them Akron boys.
Now, like, how much A&R was he really doing on this record?
I mean, you know, obviously he wasn't turning any knobs. Only knob he was turning was the volume. But I brought him a concept. I brought him an idea. I brought him a title. And I brought him, you know, a whole bunch of songs. And I think we pinned through the songs and we came up with a concept and a body of work that we felt like could be appreciated on, you know, all different platforms as far as entertainment and outside entertainment. I was trying to spread a message on this. I thought it was very unique that one of his messages is more than an athlete, with my title being Rapper Go to the League and actually being a moron. I mean, an oxymoron. I feel like a moron this morning. I'm tired. But anyway, my album actually speaks on, you know, the exact opposite of that. It's about, you know, just being excellent, period. It's about, you know, each one, teach one. It's about, you know, highlighting the things that you could do outside of having a wicked crossover or holding a musical note. You know what I mean? It's just about finding your passion and sticking to it. So it was cool that he was able to be a part of it. Obviously, he's the biggest basketball player on the face of this earth. He does this thing a lot in his car, like in his Maybach or his Sprinter, where he always listens to music anyway. You know what I mean? And he always pays homage to the hip hop community. And I just think it's dope how accessible he is, how attainable he is, his blueprint with his, you know, everything he has going on. So it was an idea I had. I thought it was a wild idea, and it actually worked. And I think it's something, you know, he could just add on his resume, you know what I mean? LeBron probably got a 4-page resume right now. So I'm happy to be a part of it. And I'm happy he's a part of this.
And you trust his taste.
Well, yeah, I trust my taste too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the songs that he picked from, they were dope anyway. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it ain't like I trust my taste before I trust anybody else's. So, yeah, I think that was the hard part, going through dope records and slimming it down. You know what I mean? Narrowing it down. That was really the difficult part.
Now, the other question is, as you put the video on Instagram with him in the studio with you on February 1st, February 2nd, LeBron missed a game with the Warriors, the load management game. You ain't had LeBron all out late night at studio and mess up the program for the TV people, did you, man?
And you always got to keep in mind that dates could be altered, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't make him miss any games. I saw people saying that, like, you know, I mean, I'm all for the jokes and everything. And for me, yeah, I'm from Atlanta. People know I'm a Lakers fan. I was a Lakers fan before LeBron got there. I was a Lakers fan before Kobe got there. I've been a Lakers fan since my pop put me on Magic Jim. So I've been a Lakers fan, and I'm from Atlanta, and I'm obviously a Hawks fan. So I wouldn't want him, and I definitely don't want them to miss the playoffs. So I don't want to have nothing to do with that.
So I say, how you feeling about the Lakers right now?
I just feel like the injuries got the camaraderie off. You know what I'm saying? I would like to see Zoe back. I like when everybody's out there pushing the floor, when they're looking like the old Showtime. I feel like the boy's still going to make the playoffs because that's what he do. And then we'll go from there.
Now, you said that LeBron helped you. You know, they were all dope records. We pared them down. How many tracks did you start with before you started paring down on this record?
Over 20. Yeah, definitely over 20 records. I over-record. I record every day. I record 2 or 3 songs every day. So after I recorded those songs, I started coming up with the concept. So songs that didn't have a lot of substance, they were just songs, just regular songs, I took those out, and I still had over 23, 24 songs.
So for you, the concept comes after you had the music.
Well, no, I have a concept, but I have to fit it under here with not too many songs. It's like, I don't know, it's a, you know, my artistic approach with not, you know, not using more words than I need to use to explain my point or get my point across. You know, I felt like 14 to 15 records would be ideal enough for especially kids that have ADHD and everything. I'm just trying to get my point across. So now we have it narrowed down to about 14 songs, and it's about 55 minutes long, right on the hour, so it's good for, I think, a good workout, you know. Go to the gym.
One thing I find interesting about, like, what your reach is now is not even so much, like, the reach of, like, big stardom, but the reach, like, within hip-hop. Because, like, there was a time, and, you know, we are of an age and generation where, like, the type of music that you do, that there would be the people who were too good for that kind of sort of, right? Like, the so-called true head kind of thing. We're in like 2018, 2019, we'll see you doing the Roots Jam session, and people would think of you as like the guy that the Roots were talking about in that one video. Like, have there been people that have surprised you that would even be like, oh, okay, you rock with this?
Nah, I've done songs from everybody from De La Soul to YG. I'm one artist that can do that from top to bottom. I'm one artist that can rap over any beat. I really don't care what people think of me. I get on with the best of them, especially all that hip hop. They want to get on that. You know, I got co-signed by one of the greatest early in my career named Raekwon, the chef. You know what I'm saying? And before that, I knew I was popping. You know what I'm saying? But I study a lot, and I'm never too good to learn anything new. So for me, I'm constantly trying to learn new things. I'm constantly trying to work on being a better artist, better person, period. And when it comes to the music thing, I don't care if you the Roots. I don't care if you what band you is. I don't care if you a rock group. I can get on with it. I know I can.
So, like, what did you come up on? Like your OGs in the music on this?
I mean, I'm a fan since we're on the East Coast. I'm going to always be a fan of, obviously, Jay-Z and Nas and Wu-Tang, Mobb Deep, Capone, Noriega. That's out here on the East Coast. We go to South, you know. I've always liked groups like Poison Clan out of Florida, you know, Trick Daddy, Luke, all of those people. Then you go to Atlanta, I've always been a fan of, you know, Outkast, Goody Mob, anything Organized Noize did. West Coast would be NWA, the Ice Cube, you know, that kind of thing. So I think I'm well versed. I give a lot of people opportunities. Even if I don't listen to them, I respect their hustle. And then I liked a lot of Memphis music too when I was coming up, a lot of, you know, Player Fly, you know, Tom Ski Mask, 8-Ball, MJG, UGK. I can go on for days. Memphis, they from Texas.
Yeah, Memphis kind of low-key, like, changed the game in a way that people I don't think totally gave credit for. Like, I listen to so much that's out now, and I'm like, so 3-6 Mafia changed the world in 1990s. You know what I mean? Like, so, no, like I hear so many 3-6 Mafia records on the radio. Oh,
for real, man. And shout out to Juicy J. He's a living legend, for real. Paul. They did, man. Like, come on, man. Like, Triple Six Mafia, they was like, I remember my first time working with them. I was fanned out. Like, for real. I messed with Paul and them. I love those guys. I think Memphis, you know, I think just the Southern hospitality is always cool when you're doing music. And I think we try to spread that throughout the hip-hop community.
Is there anybody left for you that you haven't worked with that you really still want to work with?
Jay-Z.
Oh, that was quick. I'm kind of surprised that hasn't happened.
Yeah. It probably happened one day. I want it to happen one day.
You sound like you really, really, really want this one. has there been something that's come up that fell through?
I ain't messing with you, Bo.
I'm serious.
Bo, you're a psychology major too, huh? You're an ill one.
I'm just saying,
I would just like to work with Jay-Z. I've worked with like Eminem, which is like, that was on my bucket list too. I scratched it off. You know, I would like to work with Rihanna. So that's Rihanna and Jay. Let me talk about, I would like to work with those two. I've even done something actually with Beyonce for a Dream project. So that was a while back, but that was cool. So these are like, you know, people that I'm fans of. Serious business, I'm fans of these people. So,
like, I think that's one of the things that gets lost often is that just because you get to a place, you don't, like, stop being a fan.
Stop.
You know?
Stop. That's crazy. If I see Kobe right now, I'm going to be like, yo, Mamba. I'm going to be like, we're going to have a, I'm still fans of a few people. Like, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm a fan. Denzel, a few people. Pacino. If you talk about hooping, we talk about Kobe. You know, obviously Jordan, you know what I'm saying?
I will have to, since we're just doing this, I'll tell you about the coolest thing that ever happened to me.
I'm here.
So we had Bo Jackson come on Highly Questionable.
Oh, that's hard.
Right. And so if you know, my name is Bo, you know, through all that time, like Bo Jackson was always my dude. And we were sitting there and I'm just like, oh, cool, it's Bo Jackson. And he's kind of playing it cool. And before we even got started, I hear Mr. Jones. Dude, I could have quit my job right there.
Yeah, because he knew you.
I had nothing left to work here.
That's important. And they know that.
Yes.
Yeah. Hov have done something like that to me before. Like, Mr. Como de Garcon. And I said in a song, and I was like, oh, he heard the song. But they know that. They know what they're doing. You know what I mean? That's a dope thing. But Bo Jackson is definitely on the list of people I would love to meet from Auburn, played two sports. You know what I'm saying? I would like to meet him too, because he was like a ninth wonder of the world or whatever. But yeah, man, so that's it. Like, I'm just letting you know, man, I'm cool, I'm humble.
But I
think I'm this at the same time. So it's a little bit of both.
No, I just love like the sound of your voice when you say that about Jay-Z, because it's real, you know, like this is it. This is a thing I want to do.
Yeah, why would I, like, man, life is too short to run play them games, especially for me. I don't play those kind of games. I'm like, I'm real. I do that. Like, when you ask me what haven't I done, because I've done a lot musically. I've worked with artists, you know, overseas, locally, everywhere. I just hadn't worked with like these. I'm going to work with Nas. So we've been talking. I'm definitely going to work with Nas. And I just want to work with Hov and Rihanna.
Hmm?
They're like, those are, that's, I think a lot of people would want to.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be down.
What be about down. You? Would you like to get that verse?
I was about to say, if Jay-Z wanted me to come in there and do a little commentary on the record, I would.
I would.
I'd be down.
He's been going crazy on people's stuff too.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like him and Andre are on that same space of, I don't do this very much. So when I come out here, I'm going to wreck this.
Definitely 3K. Let me rephrase that. I definitely have him on the list of things to do. But my God.
Because, you know, apparently the thing with him is he just has to just randomly hear something and like it. And then next thing you know, you like it.
He heard something that he liked from me one time and I took too long. I think I took too long to give it to him.
How you take too long to give it to him?
I don't know how this happened. We were all in the studio doing something. He looked at me like, that's it. I'm like, okay, boom. And then when I gave it to him, he was like, I'm not sure. He said something. He texted me, but whatever it was, the fact that the face he made when he heard it, I was cool. It was like a listening session with me, Kanye, Outkast, Saha. Bentley was there. That's when I found my song, Watch Out. I had Watch Out recorded. I just playing songs for people. And they were like, yo, this is a hit. So it was in Atlanta at my studio and it was just a lot going on. Mm-hmm. But I know I'm going to get my opportunity. Shout out to Outkast.
Now, what's it like being Kanye's friend in 2019?
I mean, for me, it's the same thing as 2018 and 2017. I don't switch up on my friends. So that's how it is for me.
Yeah, because it's a thing, because I do think that it seems that people feel a measure of pressure to speak on whatever the things are that he is speaking on, because he's become a like for or against sort of person. And I always wonder what it's like when you are visible and people know who your friends are, but friendships have their own dynamics to them, you know?
Yeah, I'm just a different person. I'm sorry. I don't talk about other men. I don't care what they wear, how they talk, walk. If we become a friend over a period of time, I plan on not adjusting that unless it's something that's really, you know, concerning me.
Nah, I'm with you there. Now, let me ask you this about branding, because I always said that you pulled off the greatest rebrand since Arthur Anderson became Accenture, right? Like the name changed, the game changed.
That's right.
It all went through. But you now have a brand that is the dude who likes really expensive stuff, right? Like, I watched the show, the most expensivest show on Vice. Is that the coolest thing to happen that, all of a sudden now I get this expensive stuff for free?
It is one of the coolest things in the world. It's the people that I meet, too. I have relationships with these people past the show. I learn at the same time. It's improv at the same time. So I think that's why the show is a hit. It's the number one show on Viceland. And it's always some far... You know, it's something that people will pay for that means that people wouldn't even look at or pay attention to. So I'm happy to be a part of that. I'm happy to be a part of something that's progressing and winning, you know, even outside of music.
Now, how often when you were doing that show, did something come up and you were like, okay, I have to get this?
I do it all the time. I tell people, like, I don't know if you read the fine print, but, and then I've had people not give me nothing. So I'm like, okay, now I just put you on. I put people on. I put people like on. On, so.
What was the coolest thing you got turned on to from doing that?
Oh, man, everything. I can't even tell you one thing, man. It's some crazy. Even this season, when you see the new season, it's just like this new season is just way far out. We shot it in Silicon Valley. We shot some stuff. No, in San Francisco, actually. And then we did Dallas. And then we're doing Vegas. And just the stuff that people are bringing to the table in the tech community is really far out. You know what I mean? And if you think tech mixed with sex, it's even more far out. So I don't want to spoil the show. Just it's some far out stuff going on out here.
So, like, just for you living, how often is it that you come across something and you're just like, nah, man, that just costs too much money?
I do it all the time. I don't just throw my money away. I think some things are expensive that if I like it, I might get it. But it just depends. I have this bad thing about spending money and trying to get it all back once I spend it. That's been all my, if I spend my money, I'll get inspired to work harder to get it back. So it's a weird thing that I deal with.
Like, I found for me, as I started getting around things that were more expensive, and then you realize there's always something that's even more expensive.
No doubt about it.
You know, like, when I went to, I tell people the story, when I went to go get a watch, I finally decided I was going to go get a watch. And I walked in the Rolex store, and I saw one I really liked. I looked at it, and I was like, yeah, so tell me about this. And it's like, oh, yes, this is, it is in the platinum. And I'm like, okay, and I don't really know what that means. She gets to it. She's like, and that is $84,000. And I'm trying to figure out how to get off of this, but without looking like I'm just playing around.
Right.
I was just like, oh, so let's go talk about something else.
Yes.
Like that has to, and I imagine that can, like, even for you, that still happens when you get somewhere and you're like, wait a minute, now this costs what?
Well, God, you know, blessing for me, like it. If it's an $85,000 watch, I've bought a few of those.
So. See, you can do that.
Nah, but then, you know, my balance is, I know I'm going to do a show. It's going to be like, it's going to, you know, light up, you know, and I'm going to be able to replace the funds with some hard work. Now, if I wasn't working constantly, I might not be as quick to buy something like that. But like me, I know I'm going to replace it. Or I'll buy some property. I've done that a lot. If I buy two or three chains, I go buy a house or a building in Atlanta. They're not that expensive. And I renovate them. You just sell them or keep them.
I think about that. One of those Cash Money and a loser, Manny jumps up and is like, I still eat Popeye's fried chicken, right? Yeah. Well, so what's your, not like, me. The one thing, though, that's like, I still do.
I don't eat none of that stuff, though. That's not me at all, man. Thank God I have a chef. And when I don't have a chef, I still eat. This morning I had egg whites and turkey bacon. That's what I had before I came up here. I don't eat fried food. I don't eat beef. I don't eat pork. I like seafood. I'm not a vegan or anything. I like seafood. And I like a little lamb here and there, maybe once every other week or something.
But there's nothing from the previous life that you still, like, I still don't do this forever.
No.
You log gone for the rest of us.
No. I don't eat that stuff, man.
Hey, man, that is our man, 2 Chainz. Check out the album, Rapper Go to the League. It's out right now. My man, I appreciate you stopping through
with us. Thank you, man.
Oh, man, no problem. Thanks so much for joining us on the right time. Rate us, reviewers, give us 5 stars. Yelling goes 4 stars. I'm inclined to think that you are a hater, and I'll talk to you guys in a couple of days.
Thanks for checking out the right time with Bomani Jones Podcast.
You can listen or subscribe on the ESPN app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The right time
with Bomani Jones.
The right time with Bomani Jones is presented by Goodyear. Discover the possibilities. Goodyear, more driven.